book of Revelations for yourself.
Welcome to Streams in the Desert Live, an interactive prophetic talk show with pastor, evangelist, and prophetic teacher, Dana Bohansky, senior pastor of Streams in the Desert Ministries and House Church, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy and give you, the listener, an opportunity to call in to ask questions and share information regarding the signs of the times. This ministry is dedicated to the preaching and teaching of the unadulterated word of the one and only true and living God under the power and anointing of God's Holy Ghost. Streams in the Desert Live is an expansion of Streams in the Desert Ministries. Now, here's your host, Pastor Dana.
Read the book of Revelations for yourself.
Tribulation.
I don't want to be here.
Shalom and blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is Pastor Dana, and I once again would like to thank you for joining me today, December 28th. 2022, for the Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio broadcast, coming to you from the beautiful Streams in the Desert Live home studio via StarWorldWideNetworks.com, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Today's topic title is 2022, the beginning of chaos. 2023, the year of total chaos and confusion. But before we get started, let us pray. Lord God, we humbly come before your throne and bow down spiritually speaking. Lord God, we ask that the power, working, and anointing of your Holy Spirit permeate this hour, that everything that be said and done be done in the power, working, and anointing of your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Holy Spirit, have your way in this day. And Lord Jesus, thank you for taking my place upon the cross of Calvary, that I may have eternal life. And as I said before, Holy Spirit, have your way in this day. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray, amen and amen. Well, folks, greetings to you all once again from wherever you are in the world as you join me, your host, Pastor Dana, today for another compelling episode of Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio Broadcast. As we open our last show of 2022, it is with scripture found in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, and is where, my friends, the Apostle Paul reminds us of the time that we now find ourselves living in, here at 11:59 in split seconds, just before the imminent return of the Lord and only Savior of the world, who is none other than Jesus Christ. When he begins by stating, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof." From such, the Lord God, through Paul, says, from such turn away. My friends, we will soon pass from the year of 2022, the God-breathed, mandated year of the beginning of chaos, into the new year of 2023, which God has promised by way of his mandate to be the year of total chaos and confusion for the world at large. With that said, let us get right into what we have to look forward to in the year ahead and beyond as we take a look at our first piece of the day, dated December 11th, 2022, written by, wait for it, Mr. Michael Snyder, author of The End of the American Dream.com. This piece is titled, "We Are About to Witness a Major Move Towards a Cashless Society," of which Mr. Snyder begins thusly by sharing, "The war on cash has just gone to an entirely new level." He further states, "When I heard that the European Union was planning to completely ban all cash transactions above 10,000 euros, I had a hard time believing it. There are so many wild rumors flying around on the internet these days, and so I wasn't going to write about it unless I could confirm it. Unfortunately, this particular rumor is quite real," he says, "under the pretense of fighting money laundering and terror financing, the European Union will be, listen up, my friends, entirely outlawing all cash payments greater than 10,000 euros. The following comes from the official website of the Council of the European Union. "By limiting large cash payments, the EU will make it harder for criminals to launder dirty money. An EU-wide maximum limit of 10,000 euros is set for cash payments. Member states will have the flexibility to impose a lower maximum limit if they wish." And to that, Mr. Snyder had this to say, "So this means that in some countries, the upper limit could potentially be a lot lower than 10,000 euros. But instead of framing it as a major move towards a cashless society," he says, the EU is trying to claim that this is all about fighting terrorists." He then goes on to say, "The following is what Zbigniew Stanjura, the Minister of Finance in the Czech Republic, had to say about this upcoming change. Terrorists and those who finance them are not welcome in Europe. In order to launder dirty money, criminal individuals and organizations had to look for loopholes in our existing rules, which are already quite strict. But our intention is to close these loopholes further and to apply even stricter rules in all EU member states. Large cash payments beyond 10,000 euros will become impossible. Trying to stay anonymous when buying or selling crypto assets will become much more difficult. Hiding behind multiple layers of ownership of companies won't work anymore. It will even become difficult to launder money via jewelers or goldsmiths. Meanwhile," says Mr. Snyder, "the European Central Bank has been actively considering the possibility of introducing a digital euro." The following comes from the official website of the European Central Bank. "We are working with the national central banks of the euro area to investigate whether to introduce a digital euro. It would be a central bank digital currency. Or that would be a CBDC to you and me. We've talked about it all year long, my friends, and beyond. An electronic equivalent to cash," he says, or they say. "And it would complement banknotes and coins, giving people an additional choice about how to pay." And to that, Mr. Snyder replies, "Well, isn't that convenient?" Just before going on to say, "As they take cash away from the general population, it turns out that they have already been working on the replacement. Incredibly, the ECB even had the gall to claim that this new digital currency will be like cash. A digital euro would offer an electronic means of payment that anyone could use in the euro area. It would be secure and user-friendly, like cash is today. As a central bank money issued by the ECB, it would be different from private money, but you could also use a card or a phone app to pay with digital euro. Once again, Mr. Snyder's sentiment towards that statement is this. Yes, you will be able to spend it just like you can spend cash. But unlike cash, he says, a digital euro will allow authorities to track whatever you buy and sell with it. He ends that thought with, won't that be wonderful? Just before going on to say, by the way, the Federal Reserve is currently working on a digital currency as well. And this is all happening as the private cryptocurrency industry is imploding all around us. Mr. Snyder continues by sharing, many had believed, he said, that decentralized cryptocurrencies would be the future of commerce. But global central banks were never going to allow that to happen. Instead, it appears that they intend to force all of us onto a cashless grid in which everyone uses digital currencies that are issued by them. Needless to say, says Mr. Snyder, a lot of people out there are quite wary of any moves towards a cashless society because they believe that it is part of the end times scenario described in the Bible. According to one recent survey, approximately 39% of all Americans are convinced that we are living in the end times right now. Nearly 2 in 5 Americans, including half of self-identified Christians and a quarter of the religiously unaffiliated, agree we are living in the end times, a new study has found. That's about 39% of Americans who believe we are living in the end times, according to Pew Research, highlighted by Lifeway Research. Mr. Snyder then adds that other surveys have come up with similar results just before going on to say, this shouldn't come as a surprise to any of us because global events have definitely started to spin out of control in recent years. At this point, he says, even secular websites are publishing articles about surging popularity of apocalyptic scenarios. There is no denying that the apocalypse is currently having a moment culturally and politically. It could be driven partly by the pandemic and fears of climate change. Those are actual frightening apocalyptic scourges. Russia's war has also set off alarm bells for certain evangelicals, as there was a Cold War tradition of identifying the country, variably, with Gog or Magog. To that, Mr. Snyder says, seeing Slate discuss such things made me chuckle. He says, but this is where we are. And you know what, my friends? Now I can see why only 39% of all Americans believe we're living in the end times. It should be like 99.9% of people should believe that we're living in the end times, because the Lord Jesus Christ is ready to come at a time and an hour that most people are not expecting. That is what he said, said in his word. And believe you me, if only 39% of people that were described in this were not even considered by mainstream Christians to be official Christians, if they're the only people, supposedly, that believe, and it's only 39% that believe we're in the end times, this world better wake up. Because, as soon as the Lord Jesus Christ cracks the eastern sky and takes those out of this place that belong to him at his appearing, all H-E double toothpicks is going to break loose, my friends. And it will be the time of the open rule and reign of the Antichrist. And there will be no turning back for those who knew to be ready, but who were not. So I would take everything being said in today's program seriously and really reevaluate your life for the year that is at hand. But I digress, my friends. Just about every day Mr. Snyder says, more crazy things take place than have literally ever happened before. For example, he says, I came across the following story earlier today. For the past 12 months, scientists have been studying a 50-second burst of energy from over a billion light years away that could change how we understand how stars live and die. In December of 2021, a massive blast of energy hit the Earth's atmosphere. Its source was a gamma ray burst, one of the most powerful explosions in the universe. But not just any gamma ray burst. One scientist said at the time that the event named GRB 211-211A looked unlike anything else we have ever seen before. And to that, in the closing of his piece, Mr. Snyder states, as time rolls along, things are only going to get even more weird. If you have been waiting for life to return to normal, you can stop right now. It simply is not going to happen. And I believe, he says, that global events will accelerate even more during the early stages of 2023. And with that disturbing thought in mind, my friends, let us now move on to Mr. Snyder's next piece, written December 21st, 2022, for his website, themostimportantnews.com, titled 15 Facts Which Prove That a Massive Economic Meltdown Is Already Happening Right Now. Of which Mr. Snyder begins by stating, economic conditions just keep getting worse. As we prepare to enter 2023, we find ourselves in a high inflation environment at the same time that economic activity is really slowing down. And just like we witnessed in 2008, employers are conducting mass layoffs as a horrifying housing crash sweeps across the nation. Those that have been waiting for the U.S. economy to implode can stop waiting because an economic implosion has officially arrived. The following are 15 facts that prove that a massive economic meltdown is already happening right now. Number one, existing home sales have now fallen for 10 consecutive months. Number two, existing home sales are down 35.4% over the last 12 months. That is the largest year-over-year decline in existing home sales since the collapse of Lehman Brothers. Number three, home builders' sentiment has now dropped for 12 consecutive months. Number four, home construction costs have risen more than 30% since the beginning of 2022. Number five, the number of single-family housing unit permits has fallen for 9 months in a row. Number six, the Empire State Manufacturing Index has plunged to a reading of negative 11.2 in December. That figure was way, way below expectation. Number seven, in November, we witnessed the largest decline in retail sales that we have seen all year long. Number eight, even the biggest names on Wall Street are starting to let workers go. In fact, it is being reported that Goldman Sachs will soon lay off approximately 4,000 employees. Number nine, the Federal Reserve is admitting that the number of actual jobs in the United States has been overstated by over a million. Number 10, U.S. job cuts were 417% higher in November than they were during the same month a year ago. Number 11, a recent Wall Street Journal survey found that approximately two-thirds of all Americans expect the economy to get even worse next year. Number 12, a newly released Bloomberg survey has discovered that 70% of U.S. economists believe that a recession is coming in 2023. Number 13, inflation continues to spiral wildly out of control. At this point, a head of lettuce now costs $11 at one grocery store in California. Number 14, overall vegetable prices in the United States are more than 80% higher than they were at this same time last year. Number 15, thanks to the rapidly rising cost of living, 63% of the U.S. population is now living paycheck to paycheck. Mr. Snyder continues by sharing that in a desperate attempt to get inflation under control, the Federal Reserve has been dramatically increasing interest rates. Those interest rate hikes, he says, are what has caused the housing market to crash. But Fed officials insist that such short-term pain is necessary in order to tame inflation. But meanwhile, our politicians in Washington are busy creating more inflation by borrowing and spending money at a rate that is absolutely unprecedented in our entire history. This week, an abominable $1.7 trillion omnibus bill, spending bill, is being rammed through Congress, but not a single member of Congress has read it. The bill is 4,155 pages long, and the U.S. Senator Rand Paul just held a press briefing during which he wheeled it out on a trolley. After the grossly bloated $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill advanced in the Senate by a vote of 70-25, GOP Senator Rand Paul held a press briefing during which he wheeled in the abomination on a trolley and demanded to know how anyone would be able to read it before the end of the week. Paul, along with the only other dissenting Senate Republicans, Mike Braun, Ron Johnson, Mike Lee, and Rick Scott, highlighted how ludicrous the fast-tracking of the bill has been. Mr. Snyder then picks up where the Paul piece leaves off by stating, unfortunately, this absurd spending bill has broad support on both sides of the aisle, and that just shows us how broken Washington has become. He continues by adding, our system of government has failed time after time, and our politicians continue to spend money on some of the most ridiculous things imaginable. Mr. Snyder then states the following examples that were pulled out of the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill were discovered by the Heritage Foundation and are as follows. $1.2 million for LGBTQIA plus pride centers. $1.2 million for services for DACA or DACA recipients, a.k.a. helping illegal aliens with taxpayer funds at San Diego Community College. $477,000 for the Equity Institute, NRI, to indoctrinate teachers with anti-racism virtual labs. $1 million for Zora's House in Ohio, a co-working and community space for women and gender expansive people of color. $3 million for the American LGBTQ plus museum in New York City. I can't even imagine what you would put in that, my friends. $3.6 million for a Michelle Obama trail in Georgia. $750,000 for the LGBT and gender non-conforming housing in Albany, New York. And last but not least, $856,000 for the LGBT Center in New York City. Or not city, but in New York. It may be in New York City, but I just want to get it right. In New York. Mr. Snyder then asks, what have you noticed? He says, have you noticed that our politicians often prefer to push these types of bills through just before major holidays when hardly anyone is paying attention? He then goes on to say, no matter who we send to Washington, the story remains the same. As long as our politicians are borrowing and spending trillions of dollars that we do not have, Fed officials won't be able to win their war against inflation. He continues by saying, the Fed can send interest rates into the stratosphere, but inflation will continue to remain high because our politicians insist on showering the nation with giant mountains of cash. As Mr. Snyder, my friends, moves to close his piece, he says that we should all be deeply, deeply offended by what is happening, but most Americans simply do not know enough to care. But once economic conditions get even worse than they were in 2008 and 2009, the majority of the U.S. population will become extremely angry. Of course, things could have turned out much differently, he says, if we had made better decisions during the years leading up to this crisis. Mr. Snyder ends his piece with this chilling statement. Unfortunately, we have run out of time to change course, and that means that a tremendous amount of pain is ahead for all of us. And on that thoroughly mind-melting note, my friends, I will be right back after the break so that we may continue our examination of 2022, the beginning of chaos, 2023, the year of total chaos and confusion.
This time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe, we believe, we believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe.
We believe that He conquered death.
Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit,
and He's given us new life.
We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection,
and He's coming back.
He's coming.
Okay, now, my friends, it is on to a more biblical look at 2022 in review. And to do that, we will be taking a look at a piece written by Miss Jan Markell of Olive Tree Ministries, dated December 13th, 2022, titled The Top 10 Bible Prophecy Stories of 2022, of which Jan begins by stating, "Reflecting back on 2022, I find myself in the same yearly predicament. How do we select 10 top stories of the year when in reality there were 110 prominent happenings during the year as the last days wind down?" She then says, "Let me share some that I feel are worth discussing. All of them have prophetic implications. Number one, the rise of the World Economic Forum, or WEF, cabal, and their rush to global government. 10 years ago, had you heard of Klaus Schwab? How about Yuval Noah Harari? Were you tracking them even 5 years ago?" she says. Of course not. Today, many are aware of this crowd and their one world intentions. A lot of our readers understand this is the true shadow government. Revelation 13 outlines their scheme well, she says. Number two, the stirring up of the spirit of Antichrist. We all see the new lawlessness and rebellion in every aspect of society. Its current overdrive has sparked, she says, its current overdrive was sparked in my hometown, Minneapolis. She says, in May of 2020, with the George Floyd ordeal. Now people, she says, now police forces are reduced, criminals face no bail, and prosecutors encourage more lawlessness. But the spirit of Antichrist is everywhere, in our government, in our schools, and more. It is priming the pump, she says, for the real Antichrist. Number three, government knows best. Trust it. That has been the mantra in the Western world for almost 3 years now, she says. Trust the government for vaccines, to properly handle pandemics and other health issues, and to keep you well. Millions bought into it. Millions will now transition from trusting government to trusting the Antichrist. Number four, the rise of the green dragon, the worship of Mother Earth. Entire continents, she says, has caved in to the religion of climate change and environmentalism. They worship Mother Earth rather than loving Father God. Joe Biden wants to block the sun to fight global warming. In the name of saving energy, farmers in Europe are being put out of business. An action, she says, that is inviting a famine. Sane people, she says, know this is lunacy, but they are helpless when their governments mandate foolishness. Number five, the race towards digital currency, central bank digital currency, or CBDC. Why are we surprised when our authorities tell us cash is going away? A cashless system plays a prominent biblical end-time role. More than 100 nations are exploring CBDCs, according to the IMF. The Biden administration is pushing this. It is being portrayed as the answer to many of the world's problems. We could see it in 2023, she says, just before moving on to number six, which is the decline of America, rise of radical liberalism, and lack of a world leader. Although it's tough, she says, to watch, America is in decline. And this is true, my friends, very true. At the same time, she says, name even one global leader. Leftists are trying to make America a liberal paradise like Venezuela. Sadly, the result is more like a banana republic. Progressives are attempting to accomplish what every other socialist and communist country has, destroying the middle class, obtaining unending power, create a permanent welfare state, and create total dependence. You can't have a superpower when the goal is global government. Number seven, Christians are canceled. Jews are under attack. When Sam Brownback's National Committee for Religious Freedom needed a bank account, they went to J.P. Morgan Chase. They quickly realized their account was closed. They are fighting back. At the same time, Jews are under attack in many countries. Assaults have increased over, get this, my friends, 100% in the last year. New York City attacks against Jews are up 125% in the last year. The people of the book, Jews and Christians, are hated as the Bible foretold. Number eight, the rise of strong delusion and global deception. How else do you explain the rage that girls can become boys and boys can become girls, that men can join women's sports and change clothes in the ladies' locker room, and that all of this is totally normal and healthy? Trans-identifying kids in the U.S. Now listen to this, my friends. Trans-identifying kids in the U.S. has increased by almost 1,000% in the last 2 years. How do you explain the love of killing a baby in the womb at any stage of life with a torturous procedure? God will not tolerate this much longer, she says, and I totally agree, my friends. Time is up. Soon, and very soon. Number nine, running amok, apostasy in the church. It would take a 300-page book, she says, to summarize the current state of the church now. In the last 2 years, thousands have gone woke, seeker-sensitive, and more. Social justice has replaced salvation. Many teach that the church will make the world a better place, even perfect. The sheep are trying to find a solid church, and one that talks about the issues of the day and Bible prophecy. But many churches want to tell people that they can have their best life now. And last, but in no way least, we have arrived, my friends, at number 10 on Markel's top 10 Bible prophecy stories of 2022, where she has titled this segment, The Staggering Rise of the Paranormal and Occult, called Sorcery in the Bible, and is where she states, the world and some in the church are dancing with the devil. Social media encourages this and provides a platform. Even Christians dabble in things they know they shouldn't. Then there is the Commonwealth Games last summer that featured the recreation of the Tower of Babel and a woman riding a beast, with many bowing down to the beast. This is all leading to a rampant sorcery talked about in Revelation, and there it is combined with drugs. Jan ends, my friends, her piece by asking this question that all in this present world should deeply ponder, which is, what did you think the last days would look like? Believe the Bible when it calls our times perilous and filled with people possessing selfish, reckless motives. God is orchestrating events to wind up this amazing drama known as the church age. The last act may be on display. Expect a trumpet and a shout any day, she says, as found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. With that said, my friends, let us now take a look at just what 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, which includes 16, obviously, tells us concerning the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ and the rapture of his bride, which is as follows, and is where the Apostle Paul begins by stating, "But I would not have you to be ignorant," which means without understanding, my friends, brethren. Now, brethren means he's speaking to Christians here. "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope," which is in reference to all those who do not belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, my friends, because hope only comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again," Paul says, "even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord." So Paul is telling the Christians that he's speaking to here, we didn't make this up. We didn't just drum this up. This is what the word of God says. This is what Jesus said when he walked this earth. That he says, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep or who have died and gone on to be in glory with the Lord Jesus Christ until the time of the rapture, my friends. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." My friends, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to seek the Lord God while he may be found. Deception in our current world is running rampant, just as the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, told his disciples that it would be just prior to his return, when he said, "Take heed that no man deceive you." My friends, it is high time and way past time to be sure that when Jesus returns for those who belong to him at his appearing in the rapture, that you are counted in that number. Even more important for the moment is that you have asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be your only Savior, and to seek the Lord God for the indwelling power, working, and anointing of his Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking with other tongues as outlined in the Word of God. Because, my friends, if you are not born again and filled with the power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit, I am very sorry to have to report to you that you will not be able to withstand what is quickly approaching, and you will end up falling into the hands of the enemy to forever be banished to the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone. My friends, today is the day to surrender your entire life unto the Lord Jesus Christ and to put on the whole armor of God, as outlined in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, where once again the Apostle Paul states, "Finally, my brethren," speaking to the Christians again, "be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, he says, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, which is right living in the Lord Jesus Christ, my friends, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, he says, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, with capital S, my friends, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, with a capital S, my friends, meaning praying in the Holy Ghost, which includes praying in tongues, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. My friends, the way that God has set forth for all to come, who will come into a personal relationship with his one and only begotten Son, who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, is found in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13, where the Apostle Paul, by way of the anointing of God's Holy Spirit, writes that if thou or you shall confess with thy or your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou or you, my friends, shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. What do I always say? Right living in the Lord Jesus Christ. And with the mouth, the word of God says, confession is made unto salvation. My friends, salvation is a way of escape that only comes through the precious and holy shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed upon the cross of Calvary for all mankind who will receive it. But you have to ask the Lord for it. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him, who is he? He's Jesus Christ, shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Did you notice that it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, my friends? The name of the Lord is Jesus Christ. He is the soon coming King and Messiah that is being waited for in this very hour, my friends. With that said, I just want to say to you today, my friends, that there are many things coming, and a lot of them you have no idea of what they will be in your life throughout this next year. No one does. But the fact is with the power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit at work in your life, you'll be able to overcome them all. And to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord if you belong to him. So if for some reason the Lord calls you as a martyr in this time zone, you can be sure that the minute you take your last breath here, you will be in the arms of Jesus forevermore, my friends. So whether we are here at the time of the rapture or whether our time comes sooner, we need to be ready, watching, and waiting for the Lord, because the fact is that the Lord loves us, and he wants us to be ready to be with him in eternity. He wishes that none would perish, but all would come to the saving grace and knowledge of his one and only begotten Son, who is Jesus Christ, and who is the one that the entire plan of salvation and eternal life has been fashioned around, my friends. You know, there are not many ways to heaven, my friends, only through the precious and holy shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is how you come to the Father. Because Jesus even said in John chapter 14, verse 6, that no one comes into the Father except by him. And it was Jesus speaking, my friends. So if you do not have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ in good standing, according to God's mandate and according to the Word of God, my friends, then you can just reside yourself to the fact that you will be spending your eternity in the lake of fire. This is not a scare tactic. This is what the Word of God says. The Word of God says that if we do not pay respect and honor and give glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, who took our place upon the cross of Calvary to cover our sins with his precious and holy blood, we can expect to live out our eternity in the lake of fire, which was really created for Satan and not us as people, my friends. It was created for Satan, his evil angels and demons, and for all those, the Antichrist and the false prophet, and unfortunately, all those who refuse to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their only way of escape from the wrath of God that will come upon this earth on every person that has not a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether you were once a Christian and backslidden and you never came back to the Lord, you will be included in that, my friends. That is why today is the day of salvation. Whether you're a sinner or a backslider, you need to be on your knees before the Lord Jesus Christ with a broken and contrite heart and spirit, asking him to please forgive you of your sins. And if you're backslidden, to bring you back into the fold and have you begin to walk with him again. And for those of you who have never asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, today is the day to do that, my friends. Just as that was outlined in the words of Paul from Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13. Let's read it again. It says, this is the word of God, my friends. This isn't some guru, self-help person's book. This is the word of the very true, one and only living God, whose one and only begotten Son is our Savior if we will receive him. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 states that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, or right living in Jesus Christ, my friends, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, or your way of escape through the precious and holy shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which he shed upon the cross once and for all who will receive it, my friends. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him, he is Jesus Christ, my friend, shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friends, today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late for you. You don't know what's going to happen in the next 10 seconds or the next week or the next year. My friends, today is the day to give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and have some sheaves, as the Bible puts it, or gifts to lay before the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ when you come into his presence. With that said, my friends, if you've never asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, today is the day to do it. People talk about New Year's resolutions and all this kind of stuff. Well, you know what? You know, no one ever keeps those. Hardly ever. It takes real determination in just a secular world. But I'll tell you what, if you will receive the Lord Jesus Christ today while it is still called yet today, and the Lord God can be found, and the Lord Jesus Christ can be called upon at this time, then you will have accomplished something that will last for eternity. And it is called eternal life. You will receive the gift of eternal life if you will honor and praise and worship and give glory unto He who took your place upon the cross of Calvary. And His name is Jesus Christ, the one and only begotten Son of the one and only true and living God of heaven, earth, and Israel, and the Creator of all things. My friends, with that said, if you would like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today and be ready for what comes in the years that are still left ahead of us, or if you would like to rededicate your life here at this in the end of this year to the Lord Jesus Christ and get back on track with the Lord Jesus, then don't believe the lies of Satan that you can never come back. Kick him to the curb and come on in, my friends, because the Lord is waiting for you with open arms. And with that said, let us pray. Lord God, we humbly come before your throne and bow down spiritually speaking. My friends, say this prayer out loud with me from the depths of your heart, not from your mind, but from your heart. The Lord looks at the heart, and today He will hear what you have to say if you come with a broken and contrite heart and spirit, my friends. Dear Lord God, I humbly come before your throne and bow down spiritually speaking. Lord God, I know that you sent your one and only begotten Son, who is Jesus Christ, to take my place upon the cross of Calvary. And I thank you for that gift that no one else could ever give. You sent your perfect Son from heaven to be our example. He lived a sinless life and took our place upon the cross of Calvary. And by the shedding of his precious and holy blood, I can be covered if I will come into the fold and receive the eternal life that he laid down his life for. Thank you, Lord God, for that gift. Lord Jesus, I humbly come before your throne and bow down spiritually speaking. Lord Jesus, I ask that you would forgive me of my sins, for I know that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I cannot save myself, Lord Jesus, and I know that it is only by the work that you did upon the cross of Calvary that we are saved. And I thank you for that, Lord Jesus. And I know that you are faithful and true to do that which you have promised. And today, therefore, I know that you have heard my prayer and that I am now your child. And Lord Jesus, help me to move forward in the things of God by seeking the Lord God for the indwelling power, working, and anointing of His Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, have your way in my life from this day forward, bringing all things to my remembrance and helping me to know God's word, know it well, and know it correctly for myself, and that I will be ever watching the eastern sky for you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious and holy name I pray, amen and amen. Well, my friends, with that said, I would now just like to take a moment to say thank you to you all who have joined me here on the Streams in the Desert Live show weekly and on our Facebook pages, Streams in the Desert Live and Streams in the Desert Ministries and House Church over at our website, streamsaz.org, throughout this year of 2022. I will be looking forward to seeing you all on the radio as 2022, the year of the beginning of chaos, fades to black, and 2023, the year of total chaos and confusion, comes into full view, beginning next week until then, my friends. Have a blessed and safe New Year's Day weekend. And with that said, it's a wrap. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee his perfect shalom or peace. Shalom and blessings until we meet again.
Streams in the Desert Live each Wednesday at 4 p.m. on Star Worldwide Networks, where your host, Pastor Dana, will examine the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Streams in the Desert Live thanks you for listening. for your phone calls, emails, and as always, your generous love offerings in support of this internet radio broadcast. You may also visit or email Streams in the Desert Ministries, home of Streams in the Desert Live, by way of the website or Facebook page, which can be easily found on the StarWorldwideNetworks.com Streams in the Desert landing page. Until next week, Streams in the Desert Live bids you all much love in Jesus, and that the peace of the Lord Jesus be unto you all now and always. And remember, if you're not serving Jesus now, what makes you think you'll be doing it later in heaven?